The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Major Spoilers VIP members. Thank you for your support of Major Spoilers and the Major Spoilers Podcast Network. If you would like to become a bronze, silver, or gold VIP member, go to members.majorspoilers.com for more information.
Welcome to Critical Hit, a Major Spoilers podcast. Thank you so much for downloading and listening and joining us in our adventures this week. Rob is here.
Hello.
Brian, yeah, you don't wave. Nobody can see you.
Yeah.
Podcast, Rob. Brian is here.
Hi.
Matthew is here.
Too many board games.
Sam is here. And Rodrigo is here.
Hello.
Hey.
Is there a huge delay on purpose?
Or there just must be a delay.
Just a little bit of a delay on our end, it seems.
Well, then we can fix that. Rodrigo?
What's up?
We are in Monster Town.
You are in Monster Town. I believe you're getting drunk in Monster Town.
I don't know.
Yeah!
It's a good place to get drunk.
That's right. Sakaar and Little Sparkle are about to get drunk.
Yep.
So, I don't think anybody else is portraying, so...
So, yes. Last time
on Critical Hit.
That was pretty good.
Marmalade.
Little Sparkle got some bad news, and the city took her out for a drink. Also, the rest of you. So, we'll open in this inn where. The mayor, who you guys met last time.
On Critical Hit?
Yeah, thanks. is holding a big mug of something and loudly kind of telling the what is probably the story of Monster Town, but sometimes it's hard to tell because he kind of goes on weird tangents. But he's kind of up on the table and everybody's just kind of shouting stuff back that he's getting wrong or whatever.
There was no giant clam.
There was. I say there was, and so there was as a mayoral dictatum or whatever you call those. In any case, these guys show up and he points at Little Sparkle. And they kick the coil out of town. It was hard going, and it wasn't just them, too. You guys, everybody knows Orange One, and everybody's like, yay! It's like, that's right. I always say, if Orange One couldn't wear this poncho, or could wear this poncho, then she'd be mayor. But you're stuck with me. So there you go. That's what you get. And like as he's like kind of shrugging this off, he's kind of like pouring his drink on top of some guy. So that's kind of how it goes in Monster Town. Anyway, somebody help me off this table. I don't know where it goes.
I'll offer a hand.
He kind of
a beautiful speech, Layla.
Yeah, another round for the free enterprise. Everybody's like, the free enterprise!
Huzzah! Free enterprise.
Little Sparkle kind of like looks at the party, is like, you know, you asked me what I'm going to do if we actually beat the coil. I'm going to take a play out of your goofy playbook, and I'm going to put up a statue of little flower, Prince Flowers. That's he deserves it. I mean, we haven't saved the world or anything, but we did this town. Well, yeah. Yeah, we will.
That's right. And do you know why we will?
Why will we, Sakaar?
Well, there's two reasons. First and foremost, you have in your presence several people who have in fact saved the world before. There's this one over here with his head, and he's got the world saving thing, and this one over here with his arm, and this one over here with the eyebrow. And you have me. And I, my friends, will not rest until that statue is built of Prince Flowers and his name inscribed on the bottom in every language that everyone knows. And do you know why? So that anybody who comes to see the statue will be able to say, wow, that Sakaar can tell a story. And that is why and how we shall save all the worlds.
You know what I miss about Flowers is, like, sometimes I go up to him and I'd be like, hey man, have you ever read this thing? And he'd be like, I have not. Classic Flower.
I feel like I know him myself. And although I have never met him, I will make sure that when I get a statue, I will mention him on it. That is how much he touched me right here where this is.
I don't know enough about human biology to know what you're even pointing at. More cactus juice!
Oh, boy.
All right, you all get another round. Everybody can give me an endurance check.
Oh, yeah. I love endurance. I'm good at endurance.
Or, as it were, a bluff check to pretend like you're drinking, but you're not. But you have to tell me which one you're doing.
Endurance.
Makes sense.
19.
Yay!
19 total?
15. Doesn't matter whether it was bluff or endurance. Apparently I'm doing it wrong both ways.
Endurance for now. 33. Endurance of 35.
Endurance of 38.
Ah.
Jeez.
All right, so here's the deal. All those of you in the 30s are going to still get drunk, but you'll be drunk. Those of you who got below that are going to get super duper drunk and then are going to have a hell of a morning tomorrow.
Sounds about right.
Probably gonna throw up. Or
someone's
in Orm's
have to
case,
hold little Sparkle's feathers.
Orm will just spit flowers discreetly.
I'm sorry. Let's get this correct. It's flowers and butterflies.
Ah, my bad.
Okay.
So that's where that phrase comes from.
And should he ever have gas, a beautiful rainbow erupts.
Oh, yes.
And there are literally butterflies in his stomach.
And the rainbow smells delicious. Taste the rainbow.
Mmm. You're a terrible human being.
Good. So the night continues, and the next morning, an aide shows up, knocks on Randus's room and Sakaar's room and Ket's room, and then goes downstairs to scrape off Orym and Little Sparkle off the table.
Nice.
What are pancakes?
Batter fried in a pan. Preferably, preferably with lard, topped with butter.
Yeah, we
and the extract of the bee.
We do have that. I'll we can make that for you.
Thank
you. You guys get 5 orders of sweet gorditas.
Mm.
Delicious.
What will the rest of you have?
These are definitely not pancakes. These are like basically super thick corn tortillas covered in honey.
Nice.
I am not upset by this.
No. Nope.
They are.
This sounds amazing.
They're hot at least, right?
Yep.
Very good.
And they're covered in your extract of bee.
Yes, they are.
I believe that's actually mashed bee.
Lalo shows up like, well, I thought I'd maybe get you guys in my office, but then I thought maybe you wouldn't want to do the walk out in the sunlight.
Sunlight sounds so bad right now.
I'd be okay.
As would I.
You either hold your liquor surprisingly well, or didn't drink enough, or both.
Well, I seem to recall standing on a table dancing with you and recounting everyone with the Battle of Orotoscos at Toll, so I presume
that was a good one.
It's the former.
That was a good one from what I remember. And as far as my ability to hold my liquor, I am the mayor of a town called Monster Town, so... Yes. I do a lot of practice. Yes.
Leadership has its privileges.
In any case, I got you guys some a few other things. He pulls out another scroll case. And like, here's probably the most accurate map of the southern continent. That I'd be able to find in such short notice. So you guys can have a look at that. Yep. And
fantastic.
I've also talked to some of the stores in town about maybe getting you some local couture so you don't quite look like, well, whatever you guys look like.
thanks.
Good idea. Oh, and I guess, Randus, you should probably look over these submersible plans. I'm guessing they'll make more sense to you than anyone else.
Yeah, I'd be happy to look into that.
So, yeah, if you guys look at your journal, you should now have access to the southern continent map.
Hooray!
Awesome.
Ket is currently pouring over it.
Pouring what? Hopefully not the honey.
Ha, 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 ha.
You said it.
Don't make me send you to Balambalam.
Hey, I will put you in the Ma'atan Desert, my friend.
Orym hands his plate to the barkeep guy. Sorry about that. Butterfly flights flows by. covered in flowers. Very tasty.
Oh, so gross.
And it's canon.
Strange odor of rainbow drifts through the room.
What does rainbow smell like?
Like
a lot of things. A whole lot of things.
I'm willing to make this canon if you are.
I don't mind.
All right,
rainbow.
Eldrin puke out flowers.
Yep. And butterflies.
All in favor, say aye.
It's a spectrum of smells.
All opposed.
Each color is a different odor.
Yes. It's not awful.
It's not pleasant.
It's like a funky air freshener.
Potpourri.
Yes. A rainbow smells like potpourri, exactly.
Lucky charms.
Oh, wrong class and race, dude. Wrong class and race.
What class would that
be? That explains a lot.
Lucky, probably a bard.
Bard, yeah.
He talks with halfling bard.
Did they print Leprechaun at some point in their goofy Races of the Wild book?
I'm sure. I don't know if they did for fourth edition.
Maybe it'd be that weird witch.
Well, I know they printed it in the fourth ed one that had like pixies in it, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
We're playing a game where dwarf used to be a class. Come on, it's possible.
For that matter, elf.
Exactly.
All right, everybody, focus.
Focus. I'm
gonna argue that
too.
Point, but yeah.
That was my one. 100.
We're gonna get these guys some clothes that make them look like they're a little bit from around here.
Hmm. Yep. Well, ponchos are always in.
Yeah, okay.
Basically, there's also a few like. You can also get like a few like gray jumpsuits because most of the guilds in the cities are big fans of the jumpsuit look.
Sweet.
Huh.
Very utilitarian.
Yeah.
That will not do. No, no, no.
And yeah, you get some a couple other hats for Orym because
hats are excellent.
Because the beanie is not in down here.
Actually,
what is the weather here? Is this like cold port or is this humid environment?
No, here it's pretty humid. It's like humid and warm, basically. But more importantly, like. The long hair look does not seem to be in with men. You do not see a lot of guys with long hair. So
guess we got to cut your locks.
Lelo points out that he might want to hide his hair or cut it because that's actually probably what's going to mark him as most conspicuous.
Or dress in drag.
Or he could dress up as a girl. Yes.
He cares not for what other people think. But he will put it into a giant braid.
Like a snood.
And tuck it down the back of his poncho.
Okay.
That works too.
All right. Well, do you guys have any other questions for me before you take off?
I'm sure I'll think of something as soon as I leave, but I think I'm good. Well,
I'll tell you what. Why don't you guys spend some time looking over the map and figuring out where you want to go? I'll stick around.
Why are there three places on here labeled Kreen Mound?
Because there's
that's where the Kreen live.
Well,
they not have Kreen in the central continent?
What's a Kreen? Not that I'm aware of.
You know, they're like insect people.
Yeah, you know, big round eyes full of segments, mandibles. Set things on fire by looking at them, that kind of thing.
Don't believe so.
I say like roll half nature of us to set see things on fire by looking at them. Actually, like 80% of us set things on fire by looking at them.
I want to say that I have seen this. But I don't know if that's true in character.
No, it's not. You've never encountered a Kreen.
Bob's games do not count.
Boo.
Correct.
Boo.
Well, those weren't Thrykreen. Yeah. Bug people. Same difference.
Racist.
Kingdomist.
They all look alike to you.
Yes.
What a strange place you must come from if there's no Kreen.
And barely any Kenku, too.
Hmm.
I say, would I have possibly seen any sort of bug person in Shalai?
Maybe.
Wouldn't we have seen a bug person in the Feywild?
No.
We saw gnomes and Eladrin.
And I mean, you might have seen giant bugs, but not bug people.
Yeah, the sentience, or the sapience that we saw in the Feywild were the greater Fey, the gnomes, the Eladrin, and the animal people, which were mostly just animals that could talk.
Do I know what the deal with Duloo and Mendezalo are? Is there the major cities kind of en route?
There's nothing like that particularly stands out about them.
They're not under control of any specific guild.
Oh, they are. That's basically the whole mountain belt is under coil control.
Okay. Yeah.
Essentially, if you look at the map, you have New Mawakal, Flax, Kokotlan, and North Siwant, right? Which are basically the guild capitals.
Yep.
So anything that's near those is definitely going to be under that guild's control, with the big glaring exception of Monster Town. Essentially, as you get closer to those, that guild is going to have more and more pull. But basically, because it's very inhospitable and the coil started out as a mining operation, they basically have control over all of the cities in the mountains. There's like the mountain range is huge and inhospitable and terrible in a lot of places. So there are people and elves that live up there, you know, at least up until relatively recently, unbothered by the coil just because there's no money to be made up there.
Would we want to buy like mining or not mining, climbing equipment here?
We can get you some.
Wouldn't hurt.
Might be wise.
Are we leaving the Baroness here, or are we using her to go further up the river?
That's a very good question. So, I mean, we could take her further up the river, but we're going to hit towns that are under coil control, and they're not going to be nearly as hospitable and might try to take her.
Is Duu? All right. Is Duu under coil control?
Well, that's contested, but there's you're going to find plenty of coil there.
All right.
Haven't we? I mean, the ship hovered in Coldport relatively unseen.
Did the coil attack you on the Baroness at all?
No.
Nope. Actually, none of you guys have faced off against the coil except for Orem and Little Sparkle.
Yeah.
The only coil attack near the Baroness was the Stabbingtons, and they were hired guns.
Whom we intentionally lured into a trap.
And then proceeded to hire sometime later.
The complexities of interaction are truly a wonderful thing.
So we could potentially safely dock her in Duu.
Potentially. Or I guess we could like have her hover at some point.
What limitations are there to the mountain? That would be my question as well. What limitations are there to the hovering state? Yes. I mean, clearly we've seen it work for extended periods.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of air presence would this area have?
Air presence?
Would there be any, say, ships in the air or creatures that can fly?
Oh, I see what you're saying. I know the Coil has dealt with kind of experimental gliders and things like that. They don't have anything that can actually... Do you guys have an airship?
Yes, we do. Well,
certainly not. That would be foolish.
All right. I will tell you this. You do not want to get that anywhere near the Coil.
Okay.
Yeah, because they will do everything they can to steal that and take the tech.
Reverse engineer it.
I see. Well, then... I mean,
you don't get me wrong. You all seem like seasoned adventurers. I'm sure you could hold your own, but the closer you get to New Mawakal, the more troops they're going to have at their disposal. So I think going in quiet is going to be your best bet. Mm-hmm. So you definitely don't want to fly in.
I would say we dock here and we can take a boat, like a conventional boat, towards the mountains. Then from there we can take a train.
Yeah, I think I'd probably feel more comfortable leaving it here if they're willing to accommodate that.
Could you guarantee the safety of a perfectly mundane ship with no flying capacity whatsoever?
We'll keep an eye on it. Monster Town is pretty much outside of guild control, so I wouldn't be too concerned.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Well, he points at the map. Basically, you can follow the rest of the Vulture River down to the Fang River, and you should be able to get to Bellew. From there, I don't know exactly where these elves are located, but I know it's between there and the capital, and it's not close to the capital, so I would say if you go past Mendezalo, you're probably gone too far. These guys supposedly live in pretty arid areas, and the mountains kind of start getting a little bit more gentle around that point anyway.
I'm somehow guessing we'll find what we're looking for, or it'll find us.
Well, and the Coil is mobilizing troops, so if you see a big agglomeration of troops, then you're probably on the right track.
If we see a big agglomeration of troops, if it's not too big, I'm going to hit it.
Well, I would say definitely be careful about that stuff. Right now, the Coil doesn't know that you're here.
I suppose.
So, you have that on your side. Also, I don't mean to pry, but you're a native, right? You're from New Mawakal.
Yeah.
You might want to check the underground first before you go visiting friends and family. Just in case.
That was my plan. I don't know. I assume they know I was a bruise. I'm guessing they figured that one out by now.
Mm-hmm. Well, just take it easy. We don't want you to get priced before you even get there.
Fair enough. All right. Someone has to tell me to be cautious without Teach around. Thanks, Layla. Thanks for everything. I really mean it. I'll hopefully see you again soon.
No problem. You can make it up to me by convincing Teach that I don't need to pay him back what I owe him.
What do you owe him?
It's not money. That's the problem. I'm sure we'll sort it out someday. If you need anything else, let me know. We can get a boat ready for you here probably later today.
Yep. Boat, clothes, and some mountaineering equipment. Sounds like the kit. Some supplies, I guess.
We'll load it all up.
Cool. Thank you.
No problem. Good to meet you guys.
Well, you too.
Mm-hmm.
So long.
Thanks for the help.
Yep. He takes off.
I like him.
He's way nicer to you guys than he usually is to other people.
Huh. Well, I do have that effect.
I have a feeling your celebrity status helped.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the hospitality.
Hey, you guys have been carrying me around on your ship for months. It's the least I can do is take you to a place where I can get you some drinks.
It was an interesting night.
That it was.
All right. Anything else people want to do around town? Monster town?
Monster town. Find the biggest one in arm. No, wait, that's not. Can't arm wrestle him. No. Well, maybe, but no.
Mm-hmm. I guess I can start looking into what I think I might need to maybe get together disguise.
Okay.
Should probably look into what type of boat we're going to take to Bellew.
Get used to this water sailing.
Non-flying boats.
Yes. Have I even ever been on one?
Yep. It's like, Randus is like, oh yeah, I'm an experienced sailor as long as it's the
in
sky
the astral
or,
sea.
Or the astral sea.
Yes.
I only have sail if it's really weird.
Which is infitting.
I got this. Although I've never sailed down a river.
Let's see. A hat of disguise is a level 10 item, so it'll cost you 5,000 gold. Ooh. Plus whatever time and resources you need for the actual ritual.
We've got that.
The question becomes, would more than one of these be even more effective, or are we simply going to cover our obvious bases?
Well, what say you, Steven?
We right now, you said 5,000?
Mm-hmm.
We could make two of them and still have plenty of gold pieces left over.
Hmm.
If we needed to, looking at Ket.
It did come in handy.
Is Ket obviously elfin?
Yes, but they do have elves here.
But are we entering an area where elves are being reportedly enslaved?
Reports are, and this is for Little Sparkle, reports aren't clear about that sort of thing. I mean, could be that a half-elf can walk around without any problems. Could be that they'd find it suspicious. You just don't know.
Fair enough.
So our question, if we were to take a second hat, would then become which of us would need such an item?
I mean, I'm a local and plan on doing probably most of the talking, so I don't really need it. But maybe the guys that are a little fey and a lot fey could use it.
Orm standing proudly with his hat and his glasses on. I don't know what you're talking about. Whips his hair around.
We understand that you don't.
Oh, man. But you definitely whipped your head a little too hard there. Oh, it's all coming back.
Oh, butterflies and flowers.
Gross.
Presumably, a large man with swords won't attract too much undue attention.
I mean, they have humans here.
Agreed. So would Ket's elven nature be more of an issue than Warden Duthane's arm?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, Hazard, I believe you may have earned yourself a hat.
Going for the two?
Yep.
All right.
Two magic hats.
Gather supplies. I'll be working
minus
on that.
Minus 10,000, or yeah. Minus 10,000.
Do we know the time frame for haberdasher necromancy?
let's see.
Wouldn't that be animating a hat as a zombie?
Shh.
Time 1 hour.
Oh. Hmm.
So he needs a couple hours.
No problem.
And a couple hats.
Yes. Yep. Or at least enough hat raw materials.
Enough chameleon skin to make a couple hats.
Yep.
Do you have enough Eye of Newt?
I think we've still got like 90% residual.
Claw of Bat, Tongue of Kenku. Wait.
Hey.
That was entirely silver sparkle.
That was out of
changeling tears to cure it in.
I need my tongue.
I like that
it's
one.
It's very important to my bluff score.
You'll still be able to speak with your beak. It'll just be very clacky.
Or probably blood.
Sorry, what? What? Did Randus just casually ask if we had any extra blood?
Changeling blood.
He needs to cure it in changeling tears or possibly blood.
I am not comfortable with these hats anymore.
I shall leave as the blood comes out.
Changing blood, freely given, mind you.
They'd be well compensated. Playing with juice and cookies.
I just imagine some like sad homeless like changeling being like
Randus running his own changeling biomat operation.
Yep, exactly. It's like I really need some money. I know I just gave last week, but
we'll just take out the platelets and put it right back in. You'll be fine.
I'll be fine.
It'll be $20 next time. Ugh. I know a little too much about that, don't I? No, never mind. Prank caller, I don't know you. Apparently this 2 hours is going to be actual game time.
Oh, I didn't think you guys were even in the boat yet. You guys are still talking about about what supplies you need and stuff.
Yeah.
Did we need to get climbing gear?
Yeah, that's gonna get put in the boat for you.
Okay. All right.
So in order to get down to the capital, we have to go through the mountains, not just follow the base of the mountains.
I thought I heard a mention of a train.
Ah, okay.
Right, which is relevant, which is also, by the way, relevant because none of you actually know what a train is.
Ah.
Like, whenever Little Sparkle says train, you guys probably Caravans. Think of a wagon train.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. The back I grew of the up giant in trains. Alligator.
Yeah.
Not entirely sure that the wagons are going to be particularly useful in mountainous terrain.
Well, yeah, why would an alligator be in the mountains?
So,
see,
the Vulture River to the Fang River to Bellew was our...
Put it past.
Yeah.
And then Bellew South.
Anywhere I haven't been.
All right, it's a plan. Make hats.
Make hats. Okay.
Making hats.
Making hats. Making hats.
Making hats.
What a nice chapeau.
This is Polar Town. This is Polar Town.
We're not a parabolar. We wear a cowboy hat.
In this town we call home, everybody bow to the 10-gallon hat.
This chameleon will never do. I need something fresher, something pleasant.
Something new.
All right. Everybody shut up.
Oh, no! We're going to get sued.
No, that one was that clearly parody.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, you say that now, but the producers of Lidsville sued the Ronald McDonald people. And those were hats. And look what happened there. Exactly. 5 episodes from now, there's going to be Happy Meal boxes with teeth. And it'll be all your fault.
So you're saying we're going to get sued by Sid and Marty Croft?
Exactly.
Yeah, they can use the money.
I hope you're happy.
All right, we get on the boat.
Do I have our hats?
Orum Randus. All right, routine.
Matthew, shut up.
Yes. I'm shutting up.
All right. So Randus is going to spend a couple hours making hats. So probably the rest of you might want to go take a look at the boat while he's doing that.
Sure.
It's a river sailboat.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a junk.
Oh, man, this is junk.
Yep.
Do any of us have actual sailing experience?
Yes. Some. Minimal, but...
Not me.
Yep. Mm. Basically, sail is going to be tied to nature, so...
Oh, well, I should be good at this, then.
I should also be good at this.
Yeah,
I will be okay.
I vote that I have sailed before, too.
That's fine.
Seeing as
how you come from a rich family anyway, it makes sense that you would have been exposed to that sort of thing.
Mm.
So, yes, you guys head over to the boat, and basically Orim Randus and Ket and Sakaar kind of like start pulling on ropes and stuff, and they're like, oh, yeah, I remember how to do this. That's cool. Yeah. Little Sparkle has something following her as she heads towards the boat. It is an enormous kind of sherbet orange monster.
Oh, is it the orange one?
Hmm.
She'll turn around. Oh, hey, orange one.
It points at her. Little Sparkle.
Nod.
Happy you are here.
Good to see you too.
Be careful.
I will. You too.
It like turns around and like leaps onto a building, kind of like a cat, you know, just like pretty effortlessly jumps a couple stories and then walks on top of the building.
Is anybody else just picturing Gossamer?
Yes.
Okay.
She watches him go.
Her.
Oh, her go, sorry.
Yep.
Her go.
Yep.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. Your description of her did not have a gender, so.
Yep.
Fair enough.
Yeah, most people around Monster Town refer to her as female, but nobody knows who she used to be.
So. Fair enough. Sad.
Yeah, some of the monsters have been identified or were identified originally, but a lot of them weren't.
Do they maintain any memory?
Only sort of. I mean, they know that the people who live here are their friends. And that they love their town, and some of them remember their families, but some don't.
How long was the coil poisoning them?
About how long was the whole incident?
You don't know. It might have been years when they were like laying down the groundwork for it, but it all kind of went down pretty fast.
I'm not sure how long it was that the project was underway, but the once people actually started changing, we kind of got in here really quick to deal with the situation. Mm. So if it was taking a while, then whatever they were doing kind of hit a critical point.
Mm. Also, the ones that weren't messed up... because of the transformation, we're messed up because the coil was also simultaneously trying to mind control them.
Right,
actually weaponize them.
another black mark for this group.
Oh, they've got plenty of them.
Who's doing anything with the moon stuff is a good idea.
At some point, I sincerely hope to have a discussion with representatives of this salamander coil.
Oh, hopefully we'll get the chance. But, yeah, I mean, the other guilds are no picnic either. This is just one of the nastiest things they've done.
Now, are we going to have to worry about causing even more turmoil if we end up creating a power vacuum here?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, I guess the idea would be we try to push to solidify things as much as possible. If we actually, I don't even know that you guys are comprehending the scale of the coil. I mean,
I'll throw this for Little Sparkle. Like, are you sure that the goal should be to take down the coil? Because that could actually be impossible. Like, maybe the goal is to just get Lek out of there.
Yep, that is exactly where I was about to go.
Yeah. Okay.
So she's like, I mean, maybe you guys are thinking bigger than me, but my goal was always just rescue Lek and get him out of here and, you know, get him somewhere safe that the coil will have a much harder time finding him. You know, find him a new identity, something like that, because I don't think, I mean, it's like taking out an entire country. It's, you know, they've got armies. Oh yeah. And then, you know, all the guilds would just jump on it. There'd be open war.
Fair enough.
You know, if we can rescue Lek, the fact that they've invested so much resources into this project would be a huge setback, and there will still probably be guilds trying to take advantage of that, but it won't be as bloody or horrible as it would be otherwise.
Can we destroy their underground bunker?
With the amount of resources they've dumped into this, though, I don't know if Lek will ever actually be safe.
Yeah, that's a real, real concern. I've got an idea. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think Lek seems like a pretty good asset for the Queen's rebellious daughter. He'd probably be safe off world.
I believe once again we're several steps ahead of the game at this point.
Oh yeah.
Identifying where he is and if he is even alive to rescue is far ahead of the question of what to do once we've retrieved him.
They'd keep him alive if at all possible. The coil likes mind control a lot more than they like necromancy.
Necromancy also has the drawback of the mind not always being there.
The very idea is offensive to me. Mind control.
It's nasty stuff. I've been in some fights that they were showing it off. Not good.
Yeah, you know, was the whole business that we had to deal with the Illithid.
Agreed. But as I said then, I feel that I honestly would rather kill than try and engage in mind control. That's ridiculous. But that is my issue and not relevant at this time.
Yeah. It seems to me the difference between you and the coil is morals.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but...
Oh, what are you talking about?
Good question.
You don't want to use mind control. You have a moral center. They don't seem to.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, also, I mean, I'm not honestly big on magic at all, personally, but yeah, and I wouldn't try to get into a mind control challenge with them. Either they like really know what they're doing on that department, and haven't seen except for that one thing that Orm sometimes does that seems to make people attack each other. I mean, expect a lot of that, I guess. And I suppose if I wind up stabbing any of you, I apologize in advance.
Fair enough.
Setting each other on fire has come to be expected in this group.
So it seems.
So how long is the travel to Bellevue?
It's going to be a while. Again, if you consider the size of this map, you know, the southern continent is about the size of Asia in, you know, the actual world. So these rivers are huge and they are long. It's going to take a few days to get to Duu, and then it's going to take probably at least a week to then get up all the way up to Bellevue.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
More time on a boat.
So we haven't spent enough time stuck on a boat together.
Ah, but this boat is both smaller and on the water. So really, it has no advantages whatsoever.
Better fish.
Indeed. It should be monstrously uncomfortable.
And it is. There is one little box that you guys find, along with like your climbing gear and extra stuff. It has a note from Lelo that says, use this if you get stuck. And it appears to be a ring of some kind. When you open it, it kind of glows, or when you open the box and pull out the ring, it's maybe about 12 inches in diameter, and made of some crystalline material, and it kind of glows blue.
Ooh. What's this?
Do I have any idea what that is?
Yeah, that's a propulsion ring. It's basically a motor.
Oh, sweet!
I see. Oh.
It'll give the ship a boost.
Ah, neat.
Is it a one-time use thing?
It's a limited amount of time use thing.
We should really stick to it if we actually get stuck.
Uh-huh. Fair enough.
Always useful to have a backup.
Agreed.
I think we set sail.
Do we have our hats?
Yep, you guys have your hats. Assuming you paid for them.
Yes.
So, having created them originally, Randus can decide what they looked like originally, at least.
One is lime green.
Apparently these two guys wanted to be a conical hat.
Okay, so
you make
a dunce cap for Orm and Ket.
Honestly, it is the simplest construction.
Yeah, I suppose.
I was going with the traditional wizard's cap. That's why my hand was flopping.
Yes,
the pointed top.
With a wide brim. Yeah, probably. Yeah, conical hat, basically reinforced with. A
probably
wire work.
It's on camera for that. Just that dog.
Yes. Reinforced with some metallic wire work, you know, with various diodes and whatnot attached.
Strange script down the front of each one.
Yes. Some sort of magical runes.
And they say, I am not a elf.
Not so much.
All right. So each of you guys get a little cone to put on your head.
But it is not a cone of shame.
Exactly.
Orim does not like the cone of shame.
Cones of silence.
Oh no, that would be for Matthew.
Worn around the neck, turned up so that he can't lick his stitches.
Take it, put your head on.
I'm serious too.
Why me first?
Just because.
Do not trust his design.
Just put your hat on.
Fine.
So we can go.
Put on the hat.
Okay, you are now wearing a hat.
Alright, what's the trigger mechanism?
Well, just concentrate on the form you wish to appear.
And then repeat after me. I am a little teapot.
Hey, focus.
Sorry.
Was that in character?
No.
All right.
Focusing.
So does Ket try to activate the hat?
Yep. His first attempt is more or less Thalsin.
Okay.
With a more...
So there is like rings of energy that undulate downwards across the body, and your form kind of shimmers and coalesces into half-orc type being.
Yep. Can we have a little like a little cathode thing pop out at the top before this happens every time?
Sure.
Like a Jacob's ladder on each side.
Yeah.
I think his vertical hold is off.
Yep, well, the one that your grandma made definitely doesn't give you that weird tingling sensation, but it works.
I feel my molars.
You weren't planning on having kids anytime soon, right?
Uh-uh.
Not anymore, anyway.
Trust me, this hat is only the is on the back of the line of a long list of reasons why Kit probably shouldn't procreate anytime soon.
His firstborn might belong to someone.
Yep.
Oof. I guess I need to work on the color adjustment a bit.
The color adjustment.
Just a little bit off.
Look at my hands.
More of a greenish tint.
Mm. Yeah. A green orc? That's ridiculous.
I can get that fixed.
There's a little knob on the side. You just...
Basically.
Your turn.
Poke a screwdriver into it.
I put my hat on. Start thinking.
Okay.
Similar process. Yeah. Just basically, yeah. Rings of energy cascade down.
Okay. Orim's hair gets really, really short and brown. His eyes turn into like what Orim imagines humans' eyes look like a lot. So it's like kind of greenish blue, weirdish color. Doesn't quite have the whites of the eyes done right. The ears shrink down into normal human ears. And he has this really weird 5 o'clock shadow going on. Meaning that it may be 5 o'clock somewhere, but it doesn't look quite... It looks like somebody painted it on.
Shadows pointing out.
It's like... It's like completely level. Like,
yes.
Between like the bottom of Orym's nose and the bottom of his ears, it's just
yes.
5 o'clock shadow all
right.
the way down.
Right.
It really looks like I need to do some fine tuning there.
Orym looks in something reflective. What are you talking about? This is perfect.
Okay, we're going to have to work on some things then.
Might be a user error in this case.
Yeah, we'll iron out the details.
I hadn't realized that his eyes didn't work.
One eye slightly.
I think it's
bigger
more his
than the
ego than his eyes.
So you basically look like a character from BC as drawn by a 9-year-old. Yay!
All right, so there's some hat hijinks.
Yes.
Hat jinx, if you will.
Yes.
Or high hat, who knows?
Yes, there's some high hat as you guys make your way down the river.
So we're in the boat on the river.
Yes.
The car has the con.
All right. Well, let us in there this week. Seems like a good break point. And we'll see how long we travel down the river. If you have questions, podcast at majorspoilers.com. You can follow us on Twitter at the various places. Major Spoilers, Bore Immortal, D&D Brian, Mighty King Cobra, Fearsome Critter, and Sam, you're Sam Nelson, right?
Samantha Nelson
1. So you can find us all on the Twitter and harass us to your heart's content.
Yay.
Not valid in all states.
All right, until next time, here's hoping all of your dice rolls are critical hits.
This podcast is copyright 2016 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.